This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message, already in progress, by Reverend Joseph Garner.
read your Bible and find a little room for doubt. Serving Him in spirit is from you.
Inside out, inside out. You must serve my Jesus from inside out. Inside out, inside out. You must serve my Jesus from the inside out.
take care of me. I can be selfish and leave it as that, but I want you to know that Jesus promised that he'll take care of you too. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God, I just come to you as humbly as I know how, asking you to allow me to decrease and for you to increase. Father God, I pray that ears will be open and the message will be received. And just hear my prayer in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the scripture text that I was given for our back to school Sunday comes from Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6.
Right.
And it reads, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word."
Amen.
And today's theme is rooted in Christ. Now, the Webster Dictionary has multiple definitions for the term rooted. But the first definition that I want to share with you is using its intransitive verb form, and it simply states it means to be an origin or a base.
Right.
Now, point one, when you are rooted in Christ, you are connected to him. Every tree has roots, and we're going to talk about two main roots that's located in the tree. The first root that we want to talk about is known as the tap root. Now, this is the main root of a tree. It provides the foundation, and it's the anchor that anchors the tree down. The tap root allows the tree to access water that the other roots are unable to reach. And then there's some lateral roots. And these are the roots that you may see. They grow outwards or sideways. These are the roots that if you're not looking where you're going, you may probably trip over these lateral roots.
Right.
But because, and let me tell you about the lateral roots. The lateral roots are connected to the tap root. And because of this connection to the tap root, the lateral roots are able to thrive and survive in their areas and their environments. The longer the lateral roots are connected to the tap root, the bigger and the stronger that they become. I want you to know today that Christ is our tap root. We are the lateral roots, and we're all connected to this one source. He is our strong foundation, and he is our anchor. When we are rooted in Christ, you have to be connected to him.
Right.
Now, today's scripture reading came from the book of Proverbs. And one thing that I know about Proverbs, it's also known as the book of wisdom. And this chapter that we're looking at is written by King Solomon. And just in case you don't know who King Solomon is, he's the king of Israel, and he has been placed in a leadership position. He was not elected, but he was selected. And some of our youth today, you have been placed in a leadership position at a very young age. Perhaps you're the captain of your football team, the captain of your basketball team, the captain of your baseball or softball team, the captain of your dance and cheer team. Perhaps you're the president of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church Youth Department. Your teammates and your peers, they look up to you as a leader. My question to you today is, how are you leading? Are you rooting and cheering them on? Are you leading them by example? Or are you leading them with encouragement? Now, King Solomon has been placed a leadership position to rule over Israel, and the Lord appeared to him in the dream. And he told Solomon, he said, hey, I want you to ask me for whatever that you want. My question to you today, not only to the youth, but to the parents, what would you ask Jesus for? And Solomon's response, mind you, he asked him in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5, and he went way to the ninth verse before he decided to answer that question. But Solomon's initial response was, I am just a little child and do not know how to carry on my duties. Okay? He's saying, I am just a little child. I don't know how to lead these people. I still have a childish mentality. And some folks in here today still dealing with that childish mentality. But the king of Israel, who is Solomon, and he's over God's chosen people. And when you are chosen and when you're doing the work and you're in the will of God, I want you to know that the enemy will come to attack you. But 1 Peter 2 and 9 says that you are a chosen people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into the marvelous light. You have been chosen. You have been picked out, and you can best believe that you're going to be picked on. And who will you be picked on by? The adversary, who is known as the devil. Youth, I want you to know that every adult that's gathered in this sanctuary today wants what is best for you. We want you to keep Christ as the head of your lives. We want you to grow up. We want you to become a productive citizen of society. We want you to live. We want you to become prosperous. And we want you to be healthy. But most of all, we want to make sure that you're rooted in Christ. Now, the kids can go to school and they can sit in a classroom for 8 hours, so surely I know that they can come sit in a sanctuary for a little over 2 hours itself. So thank you to the parents that have your children in church today. Your child can be actively involved in school and community sports, and surely if they can be active in the community sports, they can come right here to the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church and not sit down on a pew, but they can be actively involved in any one of our ministries that's set up here. Thank you to the parents that not only have your child at church, but you have them actively involved in church. And some parents, believe it or not, they pay to get their child a trainer to help them in, to develop personal skills. But I want to personally thank those parents who's standing on God's words, who's bringing their children to church and standing on Proverbs 22 and 6 to train up a child in a way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. We need the youth of Pleasant Hill to be rooted in Christ. Point one says, when you're rooted in Christ, you got to be connected to him. And Pastor stood up and got to speaking, and I got to crying back here because he was all in my second point that says, when you're rooted in Christ, you have to have a servant's heart. And the Lord tells King Solomon, he says, look, just ask for whatever you want. The people saw Solomon as the king. But you know what Solomon saw himself? He saw himself as a servant. In 1 Kings chapter 3, he says, verse 7, he says, you have made your servant a king. Verse 8, he says, your servant is here among the people that you have chosen. And in verse 9, this is when he finally decides to answer the question that the Lord had asked him. He said, so give your servant. He didn't say give your king. He said, give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and distinguish between right and wrong. Y'all, Solomon could have asked for for anything. He could have asked to live forever. He could have asked for wealth. This is in the Bible. He could have asked for his enemies to be destroyed. But all he asked for was wisdom. Solomon had a king with a servant's heart. And everybody in here, we all know a king that's the King of Kings and that's the Lord of Lords that also have a servant's heart. In the Bible, it says that he came not to be served, but he came to serve. He ended up washing his disciples' feet. When you look at it, the disciples should have been washing his feet. So I said all of that just to say this. Don't go around thinking that you have the big hand and that you're too good to do any job. Because if Christ can submit himself and be humble enough to wash his disciples' feet, you're no better than Christ. In Proverbs 11:2, it says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Matthew 23:12 says, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. And we want this generation of youth that we are raising, the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church youth that we're raising, we want you to be rooted in Christ. And I need you to understand that whatever you want, God's got it. Look at this. Solomon, all he asked for was wisdom, and the Lord blessed him with what he asked. Y'all, that would be a good God. I don't serve a good God. I serve a great God. Because not only did he bless him with what he asked, he blessed him for what he didn't ask also. He blessed him with wisdom. He went on to bless him with wealth. And he went on to bless him with honor. He will do more for you in your life than you would ever expect him. In Ephesians 3:20, the Bible says that now unto him who is able to do that which is exceedingly, abundantly, and above all of what you may ever ask or think. Now, I've given you the background of King Solomon. And I did all that so you would get an understanding of what's taking place in today's text. You see, King Solomon is speaking to his son. And the advice that he gives to his son is relevant for today. And I'm going to read it from the ERV versions, Proverbs 2:1-6. And it says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Remember my commands. Listen to wisdom and do your best to understand. He said, ask for good judgment. Cry out for understanding. Look for wisdom like silver. Search for it like a hidden treasure. If you do this, you will understand what it means to respect the Lord, and you will come to know God. The Lord is the source of wisdom. Amen. The knowledge and understanding comes from his mouth. And on this annual back-to-school Sunday, the same advice that Solomon gave to his son is the same advice that I want to give to the children of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church as you return to your respective school. Pay attention. Listen and ask. Pay attention. Listen and ask. Pastor Gordon, it's good to look around and see all these kids up in here representing their school church. But you know what's more important? Is when they wear their church shirt to school. What's going on like right there? The youth just sung a song, Inside Out. Inside Out. We need you to serve him not only inside the church walls. We need you to also serve him outside of the church wall. Now, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, earlier I talked about some tap roots, okay? And I said that our tap root is Christ Jesus, and we're like the lateral roots, that we're all connected to Christ. And one thing that I know about roots, roots are the anchor, okay? So I'm getting ready to close, and just like a tree that's planted by the water, they have to have some strong roots, and we need to make sure that we will tap in to our anchor. What am I trying to say? You better be ready.